USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As immigrants from Central and South America can now simply walk across the U.S.-Mexico border, on Tuesday, Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas is telling Cubans and Haitians, you are not welcome here.
Allow me to be clear. If you take to the sea, you will not come to the United States. To those who risk their lives doing so, this risk is not worth taking. Do not risk your life attempting to enter the United States illegally. You will not come to the United States.
For the first time in Senate history, Senators Wednesday will move toward ending the federal prohibition on marijuana, removing it from the federal list of controlled substances. 18 states have legalized the recreational use of marijuana, and 37 states now allow the medical use of cannabis. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Pope Francis was discharged from a Rome hospital and returned home to the Vatican on Wednesday, 10 days after undergoing surgery on his colon. The Pope appeared for the first time in public since the surgery on Sunday, looking in good form as he delivered his weekly prayer from the 10th floor hospital balcony. A federal law in place for decades was found to be unconstitutional. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
A federal appeals court has ruled that a federal regulation setting a minimum age for purchasing a handgun is a violation of the Second Amendment. In a divided ruling from a three-judge panel in the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, Judge Julius Richardson wrote that the 1968 law was unconstitutional, with virtually every other constitutional right applying whatever the age. The law had banned dealers from selling handguns to those under 21 years old. The Department of Justice is expected to appeal the decision to the entire Fourth Circuit.
The 2021 Perseids meteor shower, the best meteor shower in my opinion, will light up the skies on Wednesday night. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Twitter Tuesday shamed President Biden's misinformation about the GOP elections bill. According to Abbott, the laws make it hard to cheat.
You might remember, President Biden called me a Neanderthal for opening Texas 100% and no masks. It turned out he was wrong. After that opening, Texas COVID numbers improved substantially. Well, now President Biden is calling Texas names again. This time, he's chastising us for making it easy to vote, but hard to cheat. And once again, President Biden ignores the facts. The fact is that Texas is passing a law that expands, not reduces, the hours of early voting. That's more than many states, including President Biden's home state of Delaware, which has 0 hours of early voting. The Texas law also helps to prevent mail-in ballot fraud in Texas. That is an issue that both Republicans and Democrats agree on. It will uphold the integrity of our elections and ensure that Texans who do qualify to vote by mail will have the ability to do so. President Biden and the Democrats must stop the misinformation. Texas is very simply making it easier to vote and harder to cheat.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.